pastor.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here again. I love come to this place. I wish my Donna could have come time this. She was going to drive me, but I've had to go back on seizure medicine little, so I get motion sickness. If I ride in a car more 2 hours, I get. So I can ride a plane, because most of flight's not 2 hours, and I can take medicine for the nausea on plane that those sitting beside me pray will work. And I'm glad to be here. Dr. Vogelin, my friend. Pastor Ouellette, my friend. I met him year last here, see? And he printed a track for me. God is good. I have them back there. And I brought enough. I hope everybody won. I want you to get one. Also, a couple poems that encourage people. I have. I want you get. Those are free. I want you get. Be a blessing you. Be a blessing to me. And I'm getting letters ready from those tracts. And I give them out as I travel for Lord and tell people how good Lord is. God is good, isn't he? Take Bible, turn Psalm 42. Psalm 42. I wrote writing a pastor a few weeks ago, and I wanted to tell him I 100% behind him because he going through trial, see? And so I type number 100. And you know how you push a key, and then those numbers change to different things when you push them. But I couldn't figure out what one mean percent. I keep pushing things, and no, that not make sense. So I gave up, said, well, I just write word. So I erased my 100, and I type 1, but I left out 100 and put percent. I 1% behind you. He told me about it. I called him the other day. I said, I up 2% now. Praise the Lord. Did you know, I was looking at this. I can't read newspapers very good, but I saw this and catch attention me. That the number 2 chronic illness in America. Now, this not illness kill you, but chronic illness. Number 1, 40 million people have what call irritable bowel syndrome. That's number 1, chronic. But number 2 is depression. The number 2 chronic illness in America is depression. I believe Psalms of 42 and 43 knew what depression was. And I believe he gave us some clue how we can overcome. Everybody going to face some dark times. And you're going to feel like in just deep, deep pit. That way Psalms feel. Chapter 42. And I look at his prayer, his plea. And in verse 1, he said, as heart panteth after water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. He thirsting for God. There are 3 things I see in this chapter he did while depressed. We must do. One is pour out our heart to God. We must do that. Pour that out. Then we need number 2, remember. Remember him. And then number 3, we need hope in him. But first, let's think him pouring out heart. It has made him thirsty for Lord. His his battles, his difficulty. He said, "Oh, I'm thirsting like a deer thirsting water." And he said, "Oh, I'm thirsting for God," just like that. You know, if a heartache, if a sadness make you thirsty for God, that good. Sometimes we get more thirsty for God when we're going through trials than when we not go through trials. You want to know Him more. And I believe that what happened here. He says, verse 2, "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come peer before God?" Now, you know, sometimes I have to tell Lord, "I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Because I thirst for things about God more than God." I don't know I explain just right. But sometimes my study of Bible, I'm looking more for things from God than just for God. But when you hurt Him, what you want more anything is God. And that's what He said. "I'm not thirsting for something from God. I'm thirsting for God. I just want Him. I want closer to Him I ever been before. Thirsting for Him." He say, verse 3, "Tears have been meet day night, while they continually say me, where is thy God?" I don't know who people were saying this to, psalmist. Where is thy God? But I hope I don't do anything that make people around me wonder, where is my God? I want them to know where my God is. When I tell people how good Lord is me, I meet all kind of people. God put me beside them because I'm looking hurting people. One day I sitting on a plane and I hand lady my track beside. She start crying, just crying, real loud cry. I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't think it that bad." She said, "No, you don't know what I'm going through. My husband and I just lost our second child. First child killed a year ago by a robber that took gun point blank, shot daughter through the head. And just 2 weeks before this, their son out hunting with deer rifle, getting in his truck, just pitched the gun over into the back and it discharged, shot him through the heart, killed him. They said, "We are on our way to get away from everything for a while. Our doctor said, we must get away." And we believe we found where. So I sit for an hour talking her and her husband about the Lord. I believe they'd been saved years ago. But oh, were they hurting. She tells stewardess lady, look here. "This man, famous man with this track." I didn't know that, see. And she said, "Oh, yes, I read it." She read it and said, "Have you got enough for everybody?" And I gave them all out on plane. I had a good time. God puts me beside hurting people. And then other, guess who I sat by another day? Art Linkletter on the plane. His daddy was a Baptist circuit riding evangelist. I believe he really saved. He loved my scooter stories. He did. We had a good time. Me and him laugh all the way where we went. He telling me and I telling him things. God's so good. Other day, I in this motel and I going down for breakfast. Now, I don't like coffee, but I love hot chocolate. I do. So I'm going to drink hot chocolate. So lady, bring the other cup, hot chocolate, hot. So I took and set it over there next table. She getting my plates and she knocked it off in my lap, in the burning hot chocolate. And so it burning, so I grabbed my ice water, poured on top of it. I didn't know what else to do. She stood back. What are you doing? I said, I tried to put this fire out you started. That was... You should have seen me walking out of the restaurant. This person, I didn't have a coat to wrap around me. I just stuck, you see. But cold water put out hot fire. I know that. But I know this. I know this. Through our trials, heartaches, sometimes people look at us. Where's your God? Where's God when you hurt him? And we must be able to show them where our God is. That he right there with us. Through everything, through every heartache, every trial. As a matter of fact, I tell people, I don't have memory of my past, but I can't imagine ever being closer to God than I've been these past years. I can't. I thinking other day, Job. I made a tape, an 8-track I have back, and I talk about Job on the one. And I thought the other day, you know, it took about 10 years for Job to have everything double back to him. Now, how do you get 10 years? Because 10 kids. I doubt they had one every 9 months. I think about one a year for next 10 years. So it took about 10 years for everything double. So I tell my Donna that. I love my Donna. She loved me. And I say, Donna, do you know that? And so she began thinking. She can remember things. See? And she said, John, do you know God has doubled so many things in our lives and ministry. Now, it's been 7 years. Now, it'll be 10 years in 2005. And she said this to me. I don't know if we'll or not, but the year I got sick in 95, our youth camp had about 1,500 kids that summer. Last summer had a little over 2,500. If in 2005 we have 3,000, every aspect of my ministries will have doubled in 10 years. And God good. Now, I don't know if I hit 3,000. I don't have to. God good whether I hit not. But I just thinking how good Lord is. Now, David, or I don't know if it David, I'm sorry. Might have been David. But the psalmist in verse 4 say, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with multitude, I went with them to house of God. With voice, joy, praise. Multitude kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why disquieted me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for help of his countenance. Now, and he goes on and even later says, how enemy says, where is thy God? Now, hear what I think. I think reason it hurt David or Psalmist so bad what they were saying. Because I think they were the same ones that he remembered being with in the house of God. Because that hurts worse than any. When those that you worship with, those that you love and love you, those you close to, you can remember times with God together. When they turn and they hurt you, it hurt worse. I think that probably must happen every man of God. somebody dear to them, they used to serve Lord together with, begins to attack them, and it hurt deeper than an enemy from without is enemy in. Oh, don't ever do that. Don't do that. And I think that may be why he hurting so much. Because he could remember those times. Those good times with Lord and Lord people. And it's all right to remember those good times. I like how he say about this in verse 6. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. And that good, honest praying, isn't it? Lord, I discourage. Admit it to God. Tell him how you feeling. I believe God want to know how we feeling. I think he want to know if we feel down, discouraged, forsaken. He like us tell him that. I don't think it bother God for us to be honest, tell him how I feel. And that what he doing? He says, therefore will I remember thee from land of Jordan and of Hermonites and from Hill Mizar. Well, I study those three places out. Land of Jordan. Do you know that was a valley? Jordan typified death. Death in Bible. Let me tell you something. We need to remember God in our valley times. Dying to self. They too much of me still alive. I heard a guy say the other day, I know just enough about the Word of God to know that I don't know enough about the Word of God. I do. I have so much learned. So much learned. But he said, I remember thee from land of Jordan. River Jordan flowed through valley. He remembered God in his valley. Then he said, of the Hermonites. I read where Mount Hermon is the highest mountain in Palestine. Remember God in the high points, not just the low points. Remember how God work in heart, work in life. And what caused him to do that? He wanted to do it again. And he can. I hope you can have fond memories of times you spent in presence of God. And then he say, Hill Mizar. Now, in the margin of my Bible, I don't know if you have it in your study Bible or not, but in margin of my Bible, it have this beside Hill Mizar, the little hill. Do you have that? The little hill. I thought of this. We need remember God in the low places, the high places, and the little places. You know, other day I thinking how Lord just use little things. And encourage me. I think, Lord, you so good me. I fell here a while back and I do that pretty often steps and I stumbled, fell, and I bruised my elbow. Now, I never heard my life a bruise getting infected. Have you ever heard a bruise? It could only happen to me. I'm very positive about it, but. And it got infected. When I got home, the bruise was swelled up real big, and there were streaks running my arm, and my Donna knows those things mean something wrong, see? Infection. So she take me doctor, sure enough. What did happen? I broke a little blood vessel when I bruised and it got infected in there. I reading Bible, daily reading. And I come Luke and Jesus said, I came set captives free and set at liberty them that are bruised. I had a good bruise, so I thought, but I think this, why does bruised person need the liberty? I see, set captive free, those prisoner. But what does a bruise have to do with needing be set free? So I thought, what is bruise? And then I think of this. You know what a bruise is when you're hurt inside and then it just shows on the out. But the real hurt down underneath. He comes to set two kind people free. Those enslaved outwardly and those enslaved inwardly. Those hurting inside. And you know that might be some of you not prisoner to drink, drug, but you might be prisoner to feelings inside. You've let capture your life. Jesus said, I set you free. He set bruise free. Isn't God good? But remember God in the little things. That helped encourage you. Think how many little ways, my Donna. I with Pastor Gardner, and he took me eat in this big, nice place. Amish people fix food. And down in basement had gift shop. I love buy my Donna things, and one thing she liked is John Deere things. We have spare bedroom, all John Deere, because she little girl farm, her daddy drive John Deere things. So I bought a bunch of the stuff. I bought a whole bunch. And I give them out little space and I hide them when I got home. But one of the things I bought her was this tractor. John Deere tractor and the little place it have for a picture. And right above it say, my dear. And so I put picture my Donna, my favorite. See, I don't remember her when met, but she was so pretty. She always pretty. And she had this picture she give me, and I put it right there, my dear. She gave me hug and kiss. That worth anything to me. And I stopped her. I said, no. She said, what matter? I said, that's a three kisser, not just a one kisser. That's how I value gifts. How many kisses I get for this? Little things. I think we would all have greater joy if we just remember the little things God does. Not just big. And then Psalmists say, verse 7, deep calleth unto deep. At noise of water spout, all thy waves and thy billows gone over me. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in daytime, and in night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. Isn't that good? David psalmist saying, yet Lord will command. Listen, no matter trouble you I in, God's still in control. God will command. Loving kindness. That same Hebrew word, loving kindness, I love it. Because it also in Psalm translated goodness of God. Same thing. He said, this I know. God going to command loving kindness in daytime. And then night He going to give me song. That summer sweetest song you ever get is in the night. Do you know first time that phrase used in Bible? Guess where it found? Book of Job. Songs in the night. That first time found. And here David psalmist, I think he's remembering some of those other nights God gave him song. You know, writer of hymn, Amazing Grace. I forget name. Please help me. Newton. John Newton. I love that song, and that's a great song. But I heard read other day, how John Newton helped save the life of another Christian brother. I'm so sorry. I wanted to tell this story, but if I don't write things down, I don't remember names good. And please forgive me that. I'm not real clear tonight. This brother he helped was suicidal. Had even tempted to take his own life. He wrote the words, God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. You may have heard that. John and his wife took this brother in. He was unmarried. Took him into their home and saved his life by caring for him. I think maybe that where he might have got some of his songs. But those songs in the night, they will be special. They have a tune about them that no other song has. When that Charles Weigel wrote, "No one ever cared me like Jesus," I read he wrote that after his wife left him because he was a preacher. And his heart broke. Songs in the night. He said, "I know I'm going to get a song in the night." You can know that too. And he said, "Deep calleth on deep." I want to be careful how I say this because I mentioned we need a deeper life in Christian, and a pastor took me aside, corrected me. And that's all right, because I always want to know if I say anything not quite right. I want Pastor Voglin, any of you pastors, take me aside, say, "John, that's not right, say that." Okay, because I want to know that. I never want to say something wrong. But I didn't know their movement called Deeper Life. So I'm not asking you belong to Deeper Life, okay? I'm not. But I do believe we will go deeper in things of God in our trials than we ever will any other time. So many Christians live shallow lives. So shallow. Shallow, you're just reading Bible surface. That's all you're getting. It's just what you get in mind right quick. Shallow. Oh, that we might go deeper. And this deeper to deeper came when he felt like. And I believe that I'm like Spurgeon on this verse. I don't believe this really true. This is the way he really feels. Like when he say there, "All thy waves and thy billows gone over me," like Spurgeon say. I believe only one where all of God's wrath and anger poured out. Only one say that is Jesus. But sometimes in our hurt we feel that way, even ourselves. One day I in this store, and I just looking at things to see, and they have notepads. And they were black. Black. And I think, how silly kids are. They have black paper. How can you see anything wrote on black paper? Then I saw beside black paper, they had ink pen, gel, gold, and silver. Oh, I got it. I bought some too. I like it. I don't care what you think. And let me tell you something. Do you know gold shows up real good on black? Silver show up real good on black background. I write gold, silver, and white doesn't show much. But you put it on a black background and it show real good. You know, sometimes we can shine our brightest when we go through darkest times with God. Darkest time. Oh, I love Lord. He says, verse 9, "I will say unto God, my rock, why hast forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of oppression of enemy?" God, why? They keep saying, "Where is thy God?" Verse 11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is health of my countenance and my God." Oh, I tell you, he talked about the health of his countenance in verse 5. Of God's countenance. Do you know a countenance can help you? I remember in the hospital. Do you know, let me tell you, blessing. Do you know last year was first year in 7 years I'm not in the hospital one time for anything. Isn't that good? I praise God. Not one time anything. But one time I there, and I was hurting so bad. And people around me. But you know, help me most anything. When my Donna walked in the door, and I saw her countenance, my heart pick up. Just her countenance helped me. That's what he say about God. His countenance helped me. Boy, you have to be close to God to know that. That's where he got to. I read story of Corrie ten Boom. Her sister Betsy dying in the concentration camp. Corrie said, Betsy, love Lord dearly. And she holding Betsy, her arms. Betsy look up Corrie and say to Corrie, Corrie, you must tell people what we have learned here. And you must tell them there is no pit so deep, his love not deeper still. And then she say this, Corrie, they will listen to you. Because you've been here. Because you've been here. Sometimes God has to put us there. So we have that message. David Brainerd, I read of David Brainerd. He wrote a thing, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it called. But he wrote this, and they published this. Here's what he said. He went through much illness, much pain. Here's what he said. Oh, for holiness. Oh, for more of God in my soul. Oh, this pleasing pain. It makes my soul press after God. Boy, he saw the good, didn't he? I was with the pastor in Missouri a while back. Before meeting started on Saturday night, he said, Brother John, go with me family, see? They've been out of church and I need to get after them. And sometimes pastors need go when flock and get after them too. Sometimes that job of pastor, and if pastor have to get after you, you accept pastor get after you. Because shepherds need do that sometimes, sheep. This dear man had been saved about a year from drugs, alcohol. But he'd had a lapse. And we got there to home. And some, I don't know who had said what, but some people said something. And he had determined he and family never coming back to church. So conversation going on and pastor talking, and I could tell things got real tense. I said, can I just say word, please? Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Say word. I said, first of all, I know little you're talking about go through. I know little. And I began to tell story how that in early days of illness, to control pain, I had wear a patch. With strong pain medication, 24 hours a day, 2 years. After about 2 years, I realized I am in deep trouble. Because now I'm not just using patch for pain. I'm using cope with. I'm in trouble. I go to my doctor, doctor, please help me. He said, John, if you had insurance, I knew this happened. I didn't know what else to do. If you had insurance, I'd put you this program. Nobody will know about it. We take care of this. I said, well, how much program cost? He said, about $10,000. Oh, I said, no, thank you. I do myself. That probably lack of faith, see. Maybe if I would have had stronger faith, I would have said, okay, God will provide money. So I'm not saying I might not have been good saved. But I told him, I believe I can. He said, I'm a little worried. But he gave me medication, gave me his number. I call him 24-hour day and told me a little bit my Donna Water. I tell you, that was an awful nightmare for 3 days, 3 nights. If you've never been through that, you do not know what I even talking about unless you've been there. And I began to tell little family and pastor. I remembered toward the end before it finally broke, I would go out behind the house. We live in country. So I could just scream to the top of my lungs. I would lay on the ground. I remember pulling up dirt and grass and begging. My son Luke come out and say, Daddy, I stay with you. And I guess I fear that as much as I fear death now. So I related that. We all cried. We left and Pastor got in car with me. Said, thank you, John. Said, I have no idea. I said, Pastor, there's nobody that could hate that man more than he hates himself right now. Nobody. There's nobody can hurt as bad over what he did than what he hurts right now. He came to church in the revival. God worked in his life. I could relate a little to him because I've been in that pit. And I watched Lord pick me up. And I know Lord can pick you up. There are no pits so deep. His love not deeper still. You may feel like all God's waves crashing in over on you. But hope thou in God. I yet praise Him. Never lose hope. I don't care how bad the marriage home be right now. I don't care how bad finances may be right now. If health is poor right now, hope thou in God. Never lose hope. Because you can yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. He's a good God. Let's pray. Dear Lord.